Hello, I'm Darrell Gunter, your host for Leadership on WSOU 89.5 FM and on the net at WSOU.net. Well, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I am very excited today because we have a gentleman, Mr. Jerome Myers, who's the founder of Powwow at the Mountaintop as our in-studio guest today. Jerome, welcome to the program.
Sir, thank you for having me. So good to be with you today. Glad we could finally get this thing on the books.
Absolutely. So share with us a little bit about your education and background. So if folks looked at your LinkedIn profile, they'll say, oh, yeah, he did tell the truth.
They'd probably be a little confused if they looked at my LinkedIn profile, but I had the good fortune of attending North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University, studied civil engineering there. Left, went into the corporate arena in the energy industry. And when I got my MBA from Longwood University at night and did that over the course of 3 or so years. And that is kind of where my formal education ended. And the rest of the, I think the real learning begun. And so we moved into leadership after and during getting the MBA. And my last job in corporate America, I built a $20 million division in annual revenue for a Fortune 550 company. And we did that over the course of about a year. So I showed up on January 13th and we were doing $0 in revenue. And by December of that year, we crossed the $20 million mark. I had 175 people on my team. It was a really wild ride. And yeah, I learned a ton about leadership. I learned a ton about organizational development and running a business because that P&L was my responsibility. Shortly after that, I left. So the following year, I dropped out of corporate America. It was the second year where I was asked to lay people off, and I didn't feel good about that. I didn't feel in integrity. And so I left, started pursuing real estate full time. Mm-hmm. And in that pursuit of real estate, I realized I was lonely. And I started asking questions like, what do I miss? Why do I feel this way? And I realized that the leadership piece, the development, the coaching,
yes,
the growth piece was the thing that truly made me passionate. And so I got into coaching and we created a mastermind. And now we spend the majority of our time helping founders solve their existential crises.
All right. All right. Now, the name of your company is very interesting. Powwow at the Mountaintop.
Yeah.
Tell us about how that name came about and really, what does that mean?
Yeah. So I'll answer the second question.
Please,
first,
absolutely.
Which is what does that mean? I think all of the apex performers, and that's what I call the people who are at the head of the pack, they are looking around. And there's not really anybody that's their peer. They're all what I'll call them wolves. They're all wolves on their own mountain. And they're all howling at the moon. And so what we envisioned was all of the wolves, all of the apex performers coming down their own mountain and then coming up a mountain together. And at that mountain, they would have the conversations. They would ask the questions that they've been asking themselves. And getting feedback from other people who are on the same journey or who have already solved that problem that they're working through. And I think that is where the true value of community comes in, not in creating an echo chamber, but in providing diverse ideas, thoughtful counsel. And counsel is a word that I don't use lightly. Counsel is when people speak from experience.
Okay.
Right? Where I think a lot of people have opinions and they share those opinions kind of haphazardly. They're not actually rooted in fact. They're not proven. And what I really want people to do, especially when they're first generation wealth creators, is to spend time with people who have proven concepts. They have ideas. They know, maybe through experience, that this will or will not work. And so the conversation is the powwow.
Okay.
And we tend to do it in the Smoky Mountains. So that's the mountaintop.
Nice. You do it in the Smoky Mountains, the actual Smoky Mountains.
Oh, yeah. We end up in rural Tennessee somewhere most of the time in a cabin.
Nice. Nice. And now, is that done over a weekend or a week?
So today we've completed them over the weekend, and so it's a 30-hour experience, and we think it's probably one of the most intense experiences you'll get from a personal development standpoint. The folks who join are committed for a year, and we meet quarterly, and we go through, hey, what were your top achievements for the last quarter? What are you most looking for the quarter that's upcoming? What do you need to be held accountable for? What's the one thing you want to get figured out before you leave this weekend? And we also have people go through and put down their goals in the six areas that we focus on. And so all of it's based on our coaching model, which has a framework called the Model for Centered Life, or we call it the Red Pill in short. And in that model, we move through six levels that are designed to reduce your stress, improve your health, help you create more wealth, and leave a lasting legacy. And so we work through those and we challenge people on them. And if people don't reach them, we do a root cause analysis to figure out why they didn't get where they were supposed to go.
Wow. Very nice. Very nice. I guess you're taking, I'm sure you're familiar with Vistage.
I'm not.
Okay. Vistage is an organization where they have a Vistage chair and you have the person who recruits to have like 12 CEOs in a group, and they get together once a month for a whole day to talk about the various different issues in a very trusted setting, if you will. And what they make sure is that there's no two people from the same industry, so that if someone is sharing, some good information, it's not going to go to a competitor. But I like what you're doing, because you're getting him out of the busy environment and you're getting him up into the mountains. And yes.
Yeah. I mean, we believe that the journey is part of the experience, right? And so we're in session for 30 hours, but depending on where the person's coming from, there can be another 2 to 6 hours of travel in each direction to get there. And that part's important for us because there's a transition period. When you think about the way that our soldiers used to go into war, it was usually by ship. And so that ship took days, weeks, months in order to get people back and forth from theater. And that was an opportunity for them to decompress, for them to process what was happening.
Right.
I think it's really important for us to have opportunities in the travel to decompress before we go into the powwow. And then when we come out of the powwow, I think you need to figure out what you're going to do and how you're going to do it instead of diving right back into the action. Right?
Yeah.
The goal is to slow things down and have people get to the place where they are intentional and thoughtful and able to, I don't have a better word than process. Mm-hmm. What they're thinking and how they're feeling.
Mm-hmm. And typically when someone signs up for a year, do you find that they'll sign up for a second year, or is it one year
So, I mean, think about it. When you talked about that trusted space, right? And so these people become your new best friends. We've got this really cool exercise where we have people. In fact, maybe we could do it with your listeners if they'll grab a sheet of paper and split it into four quadrants. And on the bottom, I want them to write capacity. On the left side, I want them to write contribution. And if we go back to the bottom, the quadrant on the left bottom is low. The quadrant on the right bottom is high. And then on the left axis, the lower quadrant is low and the upper quadrant is high. And so now, I want you to think about the five people that you spend the most time with relation to their capacity to help you achieve or accomplish what you want to accomplish, and the amount of contribution that they're doing on a regular basis for helping you achieve what you want to achieve. And I want you to, you don't have to write their name because they might see it, just put a letter for each person and where they fit, knowing that it's either low or high. Lower high on contribution, lower high on capacity. I'll give people 30 seconds to do that because they should know they're five. Right. And so you guys can pause it and then come back when you're ready to get the rest of this. But I really want you to actually write the names out, Because when you write the names out, you'll see something. And the first thing happens, usually, because I do this in live rooms regularly, the first thing that happens is the peak performer will say, I don't have five people. And I'll say, you do have five people. So just look through your phone and figure out who the five are. Right? Because those are, unless you're emailing, those are the people that you interact with the most. The next thing they'll say is, I don't like the way this looks. And they usually have people that are in the low, low quadrant. Every now and again, we'll get somebody that has more than one person in the high, high quadrant. And then, but the majority of people are in some combination of low, high, or high, low, right? Where they're on what we call, I guess it would be quadrants 2 and 3.
Okay.
Now, I intentionally don't label these quadrants before I have people put the names in, because I don't want them to change where they put the person because they don't like the word that would be associated with it.
Right.
All right. So if we go to the upper right quadrant, that is a mutually beneficial relationship. This is the ideal situation. This is where you want all your people to be hanging out, right? But nobody that I know that's an apex performer has that happening.
Ooh.
So then we drop down to what I consider to be the second best quadrant, right? And that is going to be high capacity, but low contribution. I say this is the best one because all that we need to do in concept is have that person become aware that they are a low contributor, even though they have the capacity to help us in a big way. And the thought is, if you are somebody who's contributing to that person in a big way, that they would be glad to reciprocate that with you. And so my assumption is, if you're doing this exercise, you're a high, high, right? The people you engage with, they expect you, if they know that you're somebody who has high capacity and you're showing up for them in a big way. All right, so when we move from that quadrant that is high capacity, low contribution, then we go to the quadrant that is low capacity, high contribution. Those people, or I'm sorry, well, let me label the other one. So that second quadrant, that one is labeled as underutilized. So we've got mutually beneficial, underutilized. Now, when we go to the low capacity, high contribution, that person is uninspiring. They're glad to help us, but they just don't know what to do. So they're just kind of like hands, right? Or they're a robot, and we have to tell them exactly what to do in order to get the thing done.
So that's low capacity and high contribution.
Low capacity, high contribution.
And you label that one as?
Uninspiring.
Uninspiring. Okay. I see why you saved this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because people get offended, right? And it's like, I don't want to put my, like, I've had people say, yeah, my spouse is in that quadrant, or it becomes challenging. But this is the one where it's really easy to know what to do. The last quadrant, the low, low quadrant. We call that one draining. Sometimes people call them vampires. Sometimes people call them, you insert the word. But whatever you call them, our recommendation is that you sever that relationship immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't have the capacity to take on low weight, dead weight.
And so the capacity is in the lower left box, right?
The capacity is going to be, it's going to be the x-axis, right? So it runs across the bottom, right? And so each quadrant has a capacity contribution. If you're on the left side of the two boxes on the left side, then that would be somebody that has low capacity.
Yeah.
The two boxes on the right side would be somebody that has high capacity. And so you would get a low score, or you would get a capacity score and a contribution score for each box.
Gotcha. Very nice. Very nice. And they're called the dreamers or the vampires?
We call them drainers.
Oh, drainers. Drainers. Yep. Yeah. 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 Yeah, they just come in and suck all the fun out of life. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Some people call them parasites, you know, freeloaders, those things, but we just stick with drainers or vampires. Now, this is important because we believe that the biggest difference between your life today and a year from now is the people that you spend time with in the books or content that you consume. And so the biggest impact from our perspective isn't what you consume, but who you spend time with, because their expectations on life is what you get. And so if you're spending some time, if, and I find this often, if 40% of your people are drainers, how on earth are you ever going to go to the next level? But we do find in general that 80% of the people that are on the chart of that five, they're not in the mutually beneficial relationship. And the ones that are easiest to reset, as we mentioned already, are the people that are in the underutilized quadrant, because so, we can just get them to contribute.
Right. And so this speaks to having a high-performing business culture. In order to have a high-performing business culture, you need a lot of mutually beneficial folks.
1,000%. Yeah. Right? This is no different than you paying somebody and them not doing their job. Right? Because in concept, you're giving stuff to them. And so what we found with Apex Performers is they become source. Everybody comes to them to get their problem solved, to get answers, to get resources. And if you do that long enough, if you pour from your cup long enough without something refilling it, then you become empty. And so they end up in this place or place of emptiness. Now, sometimes we're delusional and we think that that is healthy, because we're helping other people, right? I don't need any help. I can help you. I don't. In fact, we teach people that we don't want anything from them and that they cannot help us. So, but by definition, a relationship cannot be healthy if there's not mutual exchange. And so we're cultivating all these relationships in our world that are doing nothing but creating our downfall or detriment. And so our goal is, one, to make people aware that they may be in this situation, because it's common for them to have people around them, and right or wrong, some of it's ego, right? I feel good because I can help you. And I also probably feel a little superior when I tell you, you can't help me. And we want to put you in the room with people who can match you from a capacity and ability to contribute standpoint.
Right.
And that's what the powwow is.
Wow. How many folks do you normally have in this session on the weekend?
Yeah, so we'll usually run it between 10 and 20 folks.
I mean, there's
a lot. We feel like the optimal number is about 13, but sometimes, you know, all the schedules align and everybody can be there. Right. Other times, you know, life comes up.
Wow. And so I bet that 30 hours goes fast.
It's intense. You know, people stay up longer than I can stay up, but that's good for them. But yeah, it continues to get, it's really exciting. There's always some type of adventure event, right? We'll go whitewater rafting, caving, something to, you know, give people a new experience, new exposure. We do hot seats where a person gets up and they say, hey, here's the one thing that I'm trying to figure out. Here's the situation. And then people can come in and ask clarifying questions. And then at that point, the person in the seat is only able to say thank you. And people will give them, here's my counsel to you, not my opinion, here's my counsel to you on what I think is the next logical step for the thing that you're dealing with. And in doing that, they get to make the decision. And so the point is, it's Walmart. You take what's for you, right? You, just because I tell you that I think this is the next best thing for you, you don't have to argue with me if you don't think that it's the right thing for you to do. You just tell me thank you, and we move on to the next person. And what we found is, once somebody goes into a hot seat, that ego piece that we were just talking about, you can't help me, it fades away because now they've got a room full of people totally focused on their problem and looking to help them solve it.
Wow.
And we've never been in a situation where the answer wasn't in the room, where the person gets out of the chair not knowing what to do.
Wow. And do they keep in touch in between the quarters?
Yes. So we do a couple of things. We have a group messaging app where we can. Sorry about that.
That's okay. This this is COVID time. You might see my cat walk across.
We have a group messaging app where folks are able to share their successes on a weekly basis, basically their wins. And then on a monthly basis, we do some form of enrichment. So last month we had a woman come in and talk about the importance of your final preparations and how that impacts your legacy. So there's a whole lot of people who do all this work to create a legacy. They don't make decisions on what like the end of life looks like for them. And they leave this cluster that has to be unraveled by family members. It's super unclear about where things are supposed to go or how they're supposed to go. And the people who I think you want to impact the most end up with all this stress. And so we talked about, well, how can you do this? How can this be fixed? The month before that, we had somebody come in and talk about the Profit First system for accounting.
Okay.
Next month, we've got an energy person in and coming in and talking about wealth consciousness. And so on a monthly basis, we have folks come in and just share what we think, what we believe is super relevant for the folks and what they're going through in their day-to-day experience.
So how can someone get in touch with you? What website and phone number and LinkedIn would you like to share with the audience?
Yeah, so we always encourage folks to go to jerommeyers.co, and there you can read about what we have to offer, get some free information, downloads, see some of the models that we use, because we think it's super important for folks to be able to do some self-education. And then from a social media standpoint, just check me out, Jerome Myers, on LinkedIn.
Wonderful, wonderful. And what do you see? Have you published a book on this yet?
We have not published a book on the powwow methodology. What we have published a book on is the process that we use for helping people realize the life of their wildest dreams. And so that book is called Your Dreams Should Be Real. And it's available. Dreams Should Be Real. Your dreams should be real.
Your dreams should be real. All right. And when was that published?
That, I think it was 2018.
Okay.
Feels about right.
Okay. Very nice. Your dreams should be real. Okay. Let's for our audience that is watching this on the video, we will show that screen. Very, very affordable. Wow. $4.15 on Amazon.
Yep. Nice. We want it in the hands of people.
Uh-huh. Very nice. Now, is there going to be a follow-up to Your Dream Should Be Real?
Yeah, we're for folks in financial services, but we're going to come back as we revisit this powwow model and really hone in why it works.
Nice.
Because I've watched and been a part of a lot of different masterminds, and it's great to go talk about business. It's
right.
Great to go talk about marriage or something outside of you.
Right.
But I believe that we're one of the few spaces where you can actually come and everything's fair game, Right. Because we're willing to work through any one of the six areas: self-image, relationships, your work, your health, your prosperity, or your legacy or significance, as we call it.
Right.
And I don't know many people that are willing to go in all those spaces. And I think it's mainly because it can get messy depending on where you go.
That's true. That's true. I mean, you know, I have not been on a church retreat, but like they'll have the men's retreat, they'll have the ladies' retreat.
Yeah.
And you're the first person that I've heard to discuss these six areas, which are very, very, very important. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. So as we're coming down to the close of this great conversation, we're going to have you back because I want to learn more about what you're doing. I'm curious, have you thought about taking this show on the road?
So the powwow, as far as
well,
the
just
mastermind?
I mean, this is very enlightening. This is very thought provoking. It's very revealing. It's very cleansing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I asked the question about the powwow because one of the events is called, one of the four events that we do a year is we give it a special name and we call it extraction.
Ah.
And so in March of every year, we take the group international and we go to a place typically in the Caribbean and for multiple days. It's not just a 30-hour experience. It spends 4 or 5 days.
Right.
We dig in deep and we do work in the mornings and then we play in the afternoons. And it gives you opportunity to really dive deep on the new relationships, create once-in-a-lifetime experiences, and get away from the day-to-day. And so that's why we really want people extracted. We want to go places where the phones don't work.
Right. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. And how would you define leadership?
Leadership is the ability to get people to do things that they didn't know they were able to do. And they want to do it. It's always interesting when people try to characterize it as, you know, getting people to do stuff that they don't want to do. And like, much of that is manipulation. The goal is to have people who are already committed to a vision and then guide them from the place that you are into the place that you guys, everybody's committed that they want to go.
One last question. We've heard the phrase that culture eats strategy for breakfast. How does your program help leaders to combat that particular challenge?
I love that you asked this as a closing question. So here's the thing that we know. If you don't have the proper relationship with yourself, if you don't have that integrity, and so this is level one of the red pill, if you don't have a good self-image, then there is no way that you can stand or hold other people accountable at the second level, which is the relationships. So we go in and we do the inside work so that you are good with the promises that you keep to yourself, you feel good about the way you believe other people think about you, and you know that you are the person that you think that you are, that self-awareness piece. And so if we can do those things, then you can stand up in front of a room of people who may be more successful than you, however you want to define that, and without hesitation, be able to respond to them and lead them to the place that they want to go. But that only happens from within. When you're trying to pretend or project or posture your way into this space or place of leadership, you will only have that leadership if there's authority. There will be no influence. And so we believe that this is the magic. This is the thing that differentiates it because it's authentic. And I know that word gets used a lot these days, but we truly go in and do the work on the inside so that it radiates out.
Wow. Well said. Well said. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here with Mr. Jerome Myers, the founder of Powwow at the Mountaintop. And if you missed any of this interview, you can catch it on Podbean because you don't want to miss a drip of this interview. Jerome, thank you for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me, sir. I really appreciate the time.
You're very welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, that wraps it up this week with Leadership with Darrell Gunter on WSOU 89.5 FM. Have a great day, but remember, leadership begins with you.